From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sydney Steele. Sex education curriculum in Columbia public schools will include education on sexual harassment, sexual violence, and consent beginning next school year. House Bill 1606 requires that by July, any course relating to human sexuality include these topics. Parents will be alerted of this curriculum and may choose to remove their student from the classroom during this instruction. The school board voted unanimously to implement the updated curriculum required by state law. However, Superintendent Peter Stapleman says this is nothing new for Columbia schools.
That has been a part of some of the conversations in class. The language here is new language from state statute. So like in the seventh grade health science study class, what is described to parents, because we are really thoughtful that parents should know what their children are learning, says recognize signs of sexual harassment and sexual coercion. It has already been taught.
The board also approved a contract with a new substitute employment service, EduStaff, and calendars for the next two school years. Three judge-appointed commissioners have decided private land along Hinkson Creek is worth $85,000 in compensation. Boone County Circuit Judge Jeff Harris granted the city easements on the nonprofit's land in January for the Shepherd to Rollins Trail project, where the city wants to build a trail connected to the MU campus. The nonprofit, It's Our Wild Nature, asked for $900,000 in compensation for the land from the City of Columbia. The latest development in the months-long eminent domain lawsuit came Friday after both parties came before the commissioners and toured the land. It's Our Wild Nature wanted to conserve the land as a wilderness sanctuary within the city. Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe and Speaker of the House Elijah Haar announced today plans to develop a task force to look deeper into a Hyperloop system for the state of Missouri. Meg Cunningham has more from Jefferson City.
Lieutenant Governor Kehoe, who will chair the committee, said at a press conference that Missouri is capable of exploring its options for the Hyperloop system, which would allow Missourians to travel to and from St. Louis, Columbia, and Kansas City in less than 30 minutes.
So we're a state that has the ingenuity, technology, the resources to look at what's next in the future, and I think this is an exciting step to try to figure out what the process is about, what we have to offer.
Speaker Haar flaunted Missouri's past in innovating the interstate and said the natural next step is to be a leader in developing the Hyperloop system. He did not rule out private sector funding if the project advances forward, although there is no private investment at this time. In the state capitol, I'm Meg Cunningham.
Planning commissioners in a Kansas City suburb have approved a proposal for a new Islamic center that could serve as a centralized location for Muslims in Missouri and Kansas. The Kansas City Star reports that the Overland Park Planning Commission gave preliminary approval Monday to the Islamic Center of Kansas's plan to build a roughly 111,000-square-foot religious facility. The move came after hundreds of residents petitioned for the proposal to be delayed or dismissed. The center's plans include a mosque, school, daycare, and banquet hall. I'm Sydney Steele, KBIA News, Columbia.